going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. Corey Majors Ross is with us today in place of Alec. And Corey has a big old smile on his face.
I'm just, dude, I get to watch you do this every day when we're working together. And I just think that's really cool because you're really good at this.
Intro
and
the show?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that I just get to be here for it. And everybody else out there is probably thinking the same thing. I wish I could be there for it. I mean, how many times do we have Tolos pop into the station and hang out with us and stuff? And I'm the lucky and fortunate one. In the mornings, we get to hang out with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show. And then
who's that first person you said?
Sean shows up. He'll be back.
Ross, are you familiar with the Sean character?
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right. And then you know, I get to watch this. And then the afternoons, we got all the G-Bag fellas and Brian Broaddus. Dude, it's a wonderful thing. I'm lucky to be able to hang around with this station. I like it.
In the last 2 months, RJ has gotten married and gone on his honeymoon to Italy and has missed half the amount of time that Sean has.
Hey, man.
That's crazy.
Take the vacations. They give you the vacations. Take the vacations. It's always been my approach on this.
All right. Let's talk about the Stars. We can go a couple of different directions with this. If you want to go back to Saturday, you know what? I could play any number. I could play cut 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Let's just pick cut 17, for example, of the Stars getting their heads smashed in on Saturday.
4-0 tonight in game 4, Colorado. Yep. And Mackenzie Blackwood gets his first career Stanley Cup playoff shutout. 23 saves on 23 star shots.
All right, so we can reflect on that and talk about that if you want, or we could look ahead to game 5, or most likely probably a combination of both. What I want to talk about is looking ahead to game 5. Where the hell tonight? Where the hell have the Stars been?
Good question.
I think you have a totally different one than a throw in there, and that's how problematic this series has been. First of all, Jason Robertson is not playing in this series. Like, when you heard,
I haven't seen him so far. Yeah, you're right.
He is not going to play in this series.
I agree with you. Yes.
When you're like, hey, he got back out there and skated, that's a positive step. It is. It is a positive step.
Yes, it is very positive.
For his recovery. But it also means he's not going to play in this series. Miro, I still think you're going to have to wait a few hours to know for sure, even though it feels like maybe he's not going to play. Wyatt Johnston.
Isn't it wild, though, that you're still here? You are with two wins in this series against Colorado, who's a fantastic team, and you haven't had those two players on your team?
It's 2-2. You have home ice advantage against the team that was the betting favorite or second favorite to win the Stanley Cup going into tonight, and you've led in the series for, 75 seconds? And it's 2-2.
Yeah, and DeBoer said that, too. He was like, if you'd have told me in December that I'd be missing these two guys, and, you know, all of this, the situation that we're in, and we're playing against Colorado, and we're tied 2-2, I'd feel pretty good about it. And knowing that at some point, one of those guys might come back could be a very beneficial thing. But when you're talking about this team and what's been missing, in a 4-0 game, Kevin, everything was missing. I felt very good after the win on Thursday. I was like, man, I'm feeling really cocky right now.
You know what's really ironic about that? Except for maybe their hits.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were physical enough in that game. Everything else went wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought they were physical enough. So I want to focus in on three players, and I think you're going to add another one to this. Wyatt Johnston, Miko Rantanen, and Matt Duchene. Gentlemen, the series has started. Join us, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So Wyatt Johnston last year, breakout playoff run, right? He had 10 goals, 16 points as the Stars made their way to the Western Conference Final. This year, you know how many goals he has in the playoffs? None.
I'll say zero.
Exactly. And he has two assists. That's what he has contributed thus far. All right, let's go to Matt Duchene. Matt.
Hold on, real quick, because you have consistently, every year we're asking where Jamie Benn went.
Yes.
And he is one of your leaders and goals right now.
I can definitively answer that this year. Him and Tyler Seguin. Look, I gave them a lot of grief over the last several regular seasons. I know where they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not, and what I mean is you can tell their impact on the ice, not just they exist right and skate on the ice. Which brings us to Matt Duchene. He led all Stars players in points this season. Mm-hmm. 82 points in 82 games. Corey, that's an average of 1 point a game.
Yes.
You told me that. But he's got nothing in the playoffs so far. Nothing. No goals, no assists, nothing.
How much of that on the assist point? Because he doubled, almost doubled his goals this year with, he had 52 assists, 30 goals.
Yeah.
That's 82, Kevin. I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know that adds up.
I did.
How much of that is on him and how much of it is on the people that haven't finished?
You know what?
When he's laid those in there.
Okay.
But he hasn't, I'll be honest, he hasn't gotten a lot of clean looks for assists either.
Exactly, because I was going to go and drop that in. All right, let's convert two of those goals.
Mm-hmm.
That still puts you at 2 points in four games. For That's sure. not going to cut it. And then we get to the person who, like, you went all in on this fella at the trade deadline. Miko Rantanen. So in 80 games with Colorado in the playoffs, and that's what's relevant here, he had 100 points. All right, so you're like, oh, 1.25 points per game. Heck yeah, here we go. Nothing in this series. Nothing. Now,
when when the puck hits his stick, those players for Colorado do look like it means a little more to them, but I want him to overcome it.
And I will give him credit for game three. Obviously, he was a huge component of how they were able to win game three. Where was he in game four? Where was he in game one? There have been times already in this series that he's disappeared. There are other people who are like, hey, life's a lot harder without Nathan MacKinnon riding with you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so all three of those guys, welcome, will you?
Yeah, the penalty minutes. I'll admit, Marchment's really starting to wear me out taking these penalties.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I think Rantanen's right there. He's got four now. Roope has six. That's mine, Kevin. That's the dude that I need more from right now. He's got one goal, 1 point.
Yeah.
Minus three, plus minus. You can take that however you want with plus minus. Sometimes I don't
It can be misleading.
Admire it that
that's
much.
Fair.
But I just haven't seen him be a difference maker with his speed and a difference maker with his ability to make those shots. So, yeah, there are names across this Stars team that if you're getting what you're getting from Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, you're like, "Oh man, we're cooking."
Yeah.
Because Miko and all these other names, but they're not. And Kevin, you can say it's Jason Robertson not being there, and that kind of junks up exactly the way they would want it. You can say that it's that there's maybe Miko just hasn't gotten used to his team yet, and he's still trying to figure out how that all. There are lots of different things that could be going on when they hit the. I mean, again, they're 2-2. When they hit the ice, they got to be ready to go, man. And they don't. They don't look like they are right now.
Now you
the stars for Colorado. You hear their names and you feel like you're seeing them show up.
Although, if we can dump on one of the stars of Colorado real quick, kiss my ass, Makar. You know that you faked or embellished, as they like to say. All right.
He was laying all over the
ice. You're right about Marchment and the timing of the penalties. That game three double minor, hey, good for the Stars. That was their high point in the series where they're like, the hell with it, kill it off, win the game, take the series advantage. But still, like, part of that penalty was probably fair against Makar, but Makar, he sold it like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like that lady who got quote unquote hit by Stone Cold's ATV. At the at WrestleMania, he was selling the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, and that is part of the game, I guess. It does seem like hockey though doesn't like to do that because they're like we're not soccer, you know. Yes. We're hockey. We're a gladiator sport, guys. Sometimes you get hit, but that was a bit of a sell for sure.
Yeah,
but that dude can fly too, and he's right there in the mix, creating for this team.
And to your original point, Marchment has taken some costly penalties and. What you've seen.
And Logan O'Connor has been like, I gotcha. I'll take care of that then.
And so, okay, I definitely still think the Stars can win the series.
I do too, I
think anybody.
For sure.
But is there any.
By playing better.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But there's no part of you so far that can definitively say the Stars are the better team, right? There's no way.
Well, and I mean, from the end of the season forward, you just. I know Fair. Colorado wasn't on the Blues fire. But you didn't feel like they were that great either. Like you felt like this team was kind of sliding off at the end of the season. And what are they going to be? No, Kevin, watching them right now, there have been more moments where Colorado has shown that they are the dominant one in the games. But the Stars somehow are able to, in those gritty ones, the 4-0 games you can't have again.
No.
I thought Otter was really good at times. And then the goals go in and are, hang, dude.
One of those first two was soft, I thought.
The word larceny kept coming up in my... And I was like, yes, I'm about it. He's stealing some things. But the 4-0 game is not going to be one of those that you feel good about. The gritty ones are the ones I like the most. But I would love for the Stars to have one of these turnarounds and going, no, we got 4-0 now.
It probably won't surprise you to know that the Colorado coach, Jared Bednar, he's like, oh, stay the course, good buddy.
Yeah.
Why he's like, yeah, we're doing just
after
fine.
After a win, that's how you act. And after a loss... You still don't panic. You just say, all right, we got some things we need to adjust to, fellas.
He said, if we play like that, like they did on Saturday night, we can win against anybody. So we're just going to try to repeat what we did the other night in a lot of different areas and try to get a win on the road. But you're right. All of these negative things have happened, and it's still now a best of three.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that I find like bizarrely encouraging. This series has been uber frustrating, just like the last part of the Stars regular season, but it's still best of three. If you can
which hockey has to love.
Oh my God.
Hockey's got to love the fact that here we go now.
And there is a steep tradition of game sevens between these two franchises.
Yeah, and if you can get that in round one of the playoffs,
exactly.
People are like, why am I not watching round one, you know?
And some people think whoever wins this series is going to be the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, or we'll have the inside track, I guess, to win the Stanley Cup. Are you agitated?
Similar last year.
Yeah. look at the rest of the West, and I will say this. Hellebuck has been pulled in two straight games. The Jets are struggling. The Golden Knights... needed to score in overtime to hold on for dear life.
Yeah.
These
hockey series have been fun, man.
Yeah, and so you're looking at the West and you're like, yeah, I don't know who you're going to play next. Like, we said the favorites would be you'd play Winnipeg, you'd play Vegas. Now you're looking at it, you're like, I don't know at all if that's how that would shake out.
The 906, the Stars have the talent, but they played lazy. They deserved to lose on it. It's Kevin. I just in the both of the Stars wins, they looked like they were active. And both of the Stars' losses, they looked like they didn't have the legs to keep up with whatever the Avs were doing. I'm not saying it's lazy, but there are times when you're talking about finishing your hits, making sure your passes are getting where they're going, those are clean. There are things that they can be crisper at, and that's what I've felt is they don't look crisp when they've lost so far.
I agree.
And I don't think, in my mind, it hasn't been Colorado making them look that way. It's been themselves. So if they can figure that part out of it, then I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Now, just real quick, I wanted to throw this out to an NBA happening of the weekend. And I know lots of people have lots of opinions about whether or not the Aaron Gordon dunk should have counted. At the end of the day, they were like, hey, it's going to count. Congratulations, you win. Nuggets 101-99. I want to play that audio for you, and then I want to play the better audio after that. All right, so let's take it away. Cut number four. This is the Denver game winner, unless you disagreed with it.
And this is for the win. Oh, it's close. They're going to call
it. Did Gordon beat the buzzer?
They're going to take a look at it. But the official, Sean Wright, signaled it was good.
Now, ESPN Research and Basketball Reference said that Aaron Gordon's dunk is the first ever game-winning buzzer-beating dunk in NBA postseason history.
Really?
Yes. Now, before...
That's wild.
It is pretty crazy. And remember, I know people are going to be like, oh, what about this? What about that? Like, it literally has to be at the buzzer, which you can imagine. That is probably a rarer play as opposed to 0.2, 0.1,
yeah,
whatever.
The ball's going
to
be out of your hands.
So the ball did go out of Jokic's hands first. If you watch this possession, he's trying to get open. It's not happening. He takes this weird, like, twisting cross the body three-pointer that was nowhere. It felt very much like the end of the NC State-Houston NCAA championship game where you're like, oh, yeah, no, that was a totally pass. So this is Nikola Jokic, cut number five, talking about what he thought when he fired up the potential game winner.
Nikola, what was going through your mind when you let that shot go at the end?
This is going to be bad.
That's it.
So true,
this
too.
This is going to be bad.
I mean, yes, watching the way he did throw that up, it did look like...
Like,
know,
it was a ridiculous
when you
shot.
Were a kid on the playground, and you were just like, I'm getting scared. I got to throw it up in the air. And then it goes in that way. Nice.
And we all envision it going in, but for the most part, that's the one that goes off of the backboard with a velocity that is way too fast for that ball to
ever gone
in. Or
maybe hits off
in.
The shot clock.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
But instead, you had Aaron Gordon there. Boop. Dropped it in. They watched that replay a million times. I get it. If you're a Clippers fan, you probably feel like you got jobbed. The fact that they called it good on the floor definitely made a difference in that review.
Dude, when they won the championship, didn't Aaron Gordon like go out into the streets and just celebrate with everybody too? Like he partied with people.
Absolutely.
They love him after that dunk.
Hey, but you still have a hell of a series on your hands. 2-2 against the Clippers.
It's not like you're down 3-1.
Like the Lakers. Ha ha. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we've tried to avoid it as long as we could, but the time has arrived. How everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Rangers yesterday. Next on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.